Welcome once again to
Hello,
Yip Jump.
Medford.
Hello, Medford. See, I was about to say it's Yip Jump Music, but it's not Yip Jump Music today,
I mean,
is it?
It is and it isn't.
It is and it isn't. So, Sarah, do you want to bring us in today?
Oh, hey guys. Welcome to Yip Jump Music. We're on 91.5 FM.
Medford.
Just Freeborn Radio.
Just
I
like
just, sang that.
Just like clockwork, like just like
just
an organ,
like the
you know.
Old days.
Just like the old days. Because as much as it is, you know, indeed, it is Yip Jump Music, it is also Granola Girls. So for the past 4 years, Sarah and I were co-hosts on our wonderful program, Granola Girls. Haunted the airwaves.
Yep. Menaces on the airwaves.
Just absolute menaces. We're making... Actually, I don't know if this is really happening, so I don't want to speak... I want to tell tales out of class, but there was a pitch for a... WMFO merch item that would say, like, women want me, fish fear me, the Medford Somerville area is terrified of what I play on the radio, WMFO, etc., etc.
I want to see that.
I'd like to see it too. I don't know. I would like to have that realized. But yeah, this is Yip Jump Music / Granola Girls Hour, Power Hour. We were just saying how needed this is. Like, this is just so.
It's been a day.
It's been like. A day, a week,
a month, a year.
I'm getting notifications that we cannot hear you, Sarah, so maybe if you want to scooch over to a different...
Hello?
Okay, we got you.
Yeah?
We got you on mic three. I think I can hear you loud and clear
All
in my
right.
headphones. So, you know, it wouldn't
So no one heard when I said hello, Medford?
I think... Well, no, say it again. Just do it again.
Hello, Medford! Hey, guys!
No, that's a
What's
clean...
up?
Clean take, so
Thanks.
Now we got it.
Thank you.
Thank you for repeating yourself.
Of course, anytime.
I hate to think that any woman on my show doesn't feel like they're heard, you know, and seen.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, thank you for taking...
Thank you for amplifying my voice.
Yeah, of course.
As a woman. Yeah.
Anytime you feel silenced at all, just,
I'll
like, call
here.
Me in.
Yep. And call me out.
And,
you know.
And you'll be
and
shouted out.
Okay.
So, that's
yeah.
a little thing.
Yep,
yeah.
Yep. Uh-huh. There's something there for sure.
Wow, this takes me back.
Oh,
I was just thinking on my walk over here, I was like, we haven't had a Granola Girls at night since our very first semester.
Yeah, freshman fall. Oh my god, what was it? It was like Friday at eight
was like,
or something.
It was dark enough, it was like late enough to be dark, but I feel like it wasn't like that late.
Maybe six? Because I just remember us being like, okay, it's early enough so we can still pregame and go out.
Oh,
you
wow.
know? It was like, Granola Girls,
Granola
get
Girls,
ready,
then
pre-
go to Harlston.
Yep. yep.
Go to T2.
Yep.
Go to Curry's room.
Oh,
Curry
God.
And Richie's room.
Hey, Curry, if you're listening.
Hey, shout out Curry and Richie. Curdy.
Bert and Bernie. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, today, so do you want to talk about our theme for today? Because we kind of had a tone shift.
Yes. Well, okay. So, as you know, I mean, if you don't know, now you know, Taylor Swift's new album dropped on Friday.
Right.
And of course, you know, me and Georgia immediately, well, we planned this weeks in advance.
No, yeah,
we planned this, you know, feature specifically so that we could talk about the album.
Right.
So, you know, you bet your bottom dollar we're going to do that. And also, so much new music has been dropping recently. Like,
really good new music.
Georgia texted me today being like, what if we brought some other new music into the mix? And I was like, yeah. Because, I mean, hey, new Alex G.
Yeah, new Alex G. This last New Music Friday alone, not all of it was my favorites,
I mean,
not all of it's included, but, like, Dry Cleaning, the Arctic Monkeys.
I was
like,
going to say.
Carly Rae. Like,
right?
Taylor,
the 1975. I mean, not this past Friday, but, like, recently also. Just the revival. I mean, I feel like everyone's saying, you know, the Indie Sleaze revival, Tumblr, blah, blah, blah. It's coming back. So I just, yeah, I was like, wow, Arctic Monkeys. They're here, 1975. A little roll call. So yeah, we're gonna play some new tunes that we've been enjoying these days. Taylor Swift, you know, is up first, of course, women and women first, and then we'll get to the rest. So excited to talk about it all here on Yip Jump Music. Excited to be a guest. Thank you, Georgia, for having me.
Yeah, if I'm not like
yeah,
my throat right now.
Mm-hmm. It's the time of the season.
Anyway,
but, yeah, maybe we could get into a song
before I die on air.
Right.
This is so embarrassing. I'm just gonna play the next song. It's Nothing New by Taylor Swift.
Yep.
And I'm fine, by the way.
Yeah. I personally cried to this song on my commute this morning, so I'm excited to hear it again.
Let's
here we are.
Let's just get into it.
Let's play it.
They tell you while you're young, girls go out and have your fun. Then they hunt and slay the ones who actually do it. Criticize the way you fly when you're soaring through the sky. Shoot you down and then they sigh and say, she looks like she's been through it. Lord, what will become of me once I've lost my novelty? I've had too much to drink tonight, and I know it's sad, but this is what I think about. And I wake up in the middle of the night, it's like I can feel time moving. How can a person know everything at 18 but nothing at 22? And will you still want me when I'm nothing new?
Crying in my room when you can't blame it on my youth and roll your eyes with affection. And my cheeks are growing tired from turning red and faking smiles. Are we only biding time till
lights up the room, people love an ingenue.
I've had too much to drink tonight. How did I go from growing up to breaking down? And I wake up in the middle of the night, it's like I can feel time. Everything at 18, but nothing at 22. Will you still want me when I'm nothing new?
I know someday I'm gonna meet her. It's a fever dream, the kind of radiance you only have at 17. She'll know the way, and then she'll say she got the laugh from. Then I'll cry myself to sleep. Oh, 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 oh. I've had too much to drink tonight, but I wonder if they'll miss me once they drive me out. I
wake up
in the middle of the night, and I can feel time moving. How can a person know everything at 18 but nothing at 22? And will you still want me? Will you still? Salt air and the rust on your door. I never needed anything more. Or whispers of are you sure? Never have I ever before. But I can see us lost in the memory. I get slipped away into a moment in time, 'cause it was never mine. And I can see it's twisted in bedsheets, August slipped. the sun, wishing I could write my name on it. Will you call when you're back at school? I remember thinking I had you, but I can see it's lost in the memory. August slipped away into a moment in time, 'cause it was never mine. And I can see us twisted in bed sheets, August sipped away like a bottle of wine, 'cause you were never mine. Never mind. And I can see us twisted in bed sheets, August sipped away like a bottle of wine, 'cause you were never mine. I, 'cause you were never mine, never mine. Do you remember? Remember when I pulled up and said get in the car, and then canceled my plans just in case you called? Slur spoken, wound open, game token. I didn't know you were keeping count. Rain soaking, blind hoping. You said I was freeloading. I didn't know you were keeping count. High infidelity, put on your records and regret me. I bent the truth too far tonight. I was dancing around, dancing around it. High infidelity, put on your headphones and burn my city. Your picket fence is sharp as knives. I was dancing around, dancing around it. Do you really want to know where I was April 29th? Do I really have to chart the constellations in his eyes? Storm coming, good husband, bad omen, dragged my feet right down the aisle. At the house, lonely, good money, I'd pay if you just know me. Seemed like the right thing at the time. You know there's many different ways that you can kill the one you love. The slowest way is never loving them enough. Do you really want to know where I was April 29th? Do I really have to tell you how he brought me back to life? High infidelity, put on your records and regret me. I bent the truth too far tonight. I was dancing around it. City, your picket fence is sharp as knives. I was dancing around it. Do you really want to know where I was April 29th? Do I really have to chart the constellations in his eyes? You know there's many different ways that you can kill the one you love. The slowest way is never loving them enough. Put on your records and regret meeting me. I bent the truth too far tonight. I was dancing around it. High infidelity. Put on your headphones and burn my city. Your picket fence is sharp as knives. I was dancing around it. Wound open, game token. I didn't know you were keeping count. Rain soaking, blind hoping. You said I was freeloading. I didn't know you were keeping count. But oh, you were keeping count.
Stay.
the door with you. The air was cold, but something about it felt like home somehow. And I left my scarf there at your sister's house, and you've still got it in your drawer.
And wow. We're back. and I've almost recovered, but I'm going to try to speak as little as possible because that was humiliating. Sarah, please
it's perfect.
Illuminate our quiet little corner of the world with your words of wisdom from the PSA.
Of course. Well, yeah, I do have a little PSA from this little corner of the world about autumn outdoor exercise. Did you know that autumn brings some of the most beautiful days of the year to New England? If you haven't been getting all the exercise you should, now is the perfect time to get outside and walk, run, or ride a bike. Use your feet to go places instead of your car. Enjoy the fall colors. Breathe the fresh air. Reduce stress and improve your health. A public service message from WMFO and Medford Tufts Community Radio.
That was beautiful and moving.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. It was just, you know, off the cuff. Just came up with that one on the spot.
Pure poetry.
Yep. I mean, so let's debrief.
Well, as I said before, I really don't. I'm really like on edge of the number of texts I got.
About the
hearing
cough.
Like, are you alive?
If you're out there, stop texting about George's cough.
Yeah, okay? Please. It's so distracting. I'm trying to be professional as possible right now. I'm trying to minimize the damage.
Like, we have a lot of fans.
What did she say from the Devil Wears Prada? When we get back to New York, I'm going to have to call Leslie.
Yep.
See what we can do about the press.
I'm Leslie. Yep.
That's literally, yeah. Yes. I'm so glad that I wasn't alone. I'm actually glad that I got to share that.
See, now, it was a beautiful moment.
Now my voice sounds more normal, which means that it's going to happen again.
Oh, God. No, it's okay. We'll play it by ear. We'll see what happens.
We'll play it by ear.
No, we won't. We will not be playing anything by ear, actually.
We'll play it by your ears, because we're playing you music.
Yes, we sure are.
Without further ado, we're moving out of the Taylor Swift first half into the mixed bag, new releases. New current favorites on repeat. Sarah, what do you want to talk about some of the stuff that we have coming up in the next half hour?
Yes.
Yeah, well, first up, we have several songs that you added. Twain, Okay
Oh,
Kaya.
Goodness.
Alex G, obviously. God Save the Animals. I keep saying that I'm not going to talk, and then I keep talking because it's Granola Girls, and we have to talk.
Right.
I made the mistake. I never watch his videos, but I watched the Fantano review of God Save the Animals.
Oh, and I just feel like, what did he say? I haven't watched it.
He gave it a light 7, but he was just like talking like, it's, you know, like the liberal arts speak.
Yeah.
Just like string a bunch of words together in a sentence. Truly, like, he was talking and I was like, this is not a sentence. These are just words.
A lot of what he says is just garbage. Like, I think it's time to admit it to ourselves.
I felt myself losing brain cells as he was speaking.
And it's like, because he's just a man. Like, that's why we listen to him.
And I'm not saying that this is, like, the greatest album ever, but I'm saying, like, I enjoyed it.
Mm-hmm.
And he was just like, yeah, like, da-da-da, and he has a long way to come as a songwriter. He's been making music for, like, 10 years or something. Like,
and, like, he talks about that on the album.
Yeah.
Like, I think in the song that we were going to play, like,
Miracles?
You know, he's very self-reflective about that, which I think is interesting to, like, not... touch on or not sort of, you know, to say that without also being like, oh yeah, he's self-aware of that.
Yeah. Also,
well,
Anthony Fantano, you're bald.
Right. Like, shut up.
Like,
case closed. Immediately. No.
Immediately.
Like, I don't know what else there is to say.
So yeah, I don't know why I watched that, and I was like,
I mean, sometimes
I don't even really care what grade he gave it, but just like the way he speaks is so infuriating.
Yeah, I agree.
Last week I was not calling out, but I was saying that I didn't. That the most recent LCD Sound System album wasn't my favorite, and now I'm saying that I don't like Anthony Fantano's work, and I feel like some men specifically
will probably be in the comments,
and we can say that because what are they going to do, silence us?
No, here we are. Yeah.
Also, I just want to say that we were talking about the last song, and I keep saying I shouldn't talk, but
there's a lot to say.
I just want to say that listening to All Too Well, or All Too Well's Taylor's version, or All Too Well, Taylor's version, 10-minute version, it's all fun and games until it happens to you.
The scarf.
Scarfgate is so real. I think, you know, it's always like, oh, like, girls will steal your hoodie. No one is talking about, except for Taylor Swift, no one is talking about how a man will take your scarf.
Speak on it.
We'll take your scarf.
It's true.
From that very first
week.
It's
true. Because it reminds him of innocence, and it smells like you.
Like me.
Like,
it's actually, it smells like you, as in
you, but yeah, I was thinking that
but
too.
But anyway, yeah.
Right. The universal scent.
Isn't everyone out there so glad that Granola Girls is back this week?
Thank God.
I'm so glad. Like, I feel rejuvenated.
Like, as we were just talking about, like, Anthony Fantano is so stupid and says garbage. I'm like, what's happening here?
Yeah, once you say liberal arts, like, speak.
It's over.
It's over.
Right. So the scarf. I mean, yeah, that was another, like, hit on my commute this morning. Just riding the one down Mass Ave, sobbing in the corner to that song. That was really fun
Kim
for
Wexler
me.
And Better Call Saul of you.
Yes, thank you so much. That means
sobbing
a lot.
Sobbing on public transportation.
That means something to me, for sure.
You gotta catch up. You gotta watch it.
I know, I have to. I've been meaning to.
She's such a girl boss.
I just...
And cries on public transportation.
You know, I haven't finished Breaking Bad, so I feel like I can't watch Better Call Saul.
I meant to tell you... We'll talk about this more off air, but I finished Breaking Bad last night.
Oh!
Everyone in the greater community, I did finish Breaking Bad last night, and I gotta say, pretty good.
Pretty good. Yeah, okay, good to know. The official review is in.
Yeah.
Would you say, like, a light 7?
You know, actually, I think that, you know, Walter White
could use
a lot of more work as a songwriter. Mm-hmm, his narrative
When is Anthony Fantano coming on the show?
Never.
Get him on the show.
No.
I want to see it. I want to see you guys, like, discuss something in person.
Yeah, some of my, I'm not their keeper, but some of the Melis Maniacs of years past tried to get Anthony Fantano to guest lecture in their ex-college course on music journalism.
Well, did he?
He did not.
Thank God. I don't think
he responded to their emails.
Yeah.
Which is so, again,
rude.
Another red flag, because that's just so rude to, like, to, like, ignore a student.
The
journalism.
Children. The voices of the children.
Yeah,
who want to learn.
Of the youth.
Hello?
Yeah.
He's silencing youth and also women.
Oh, yeah. He's definitely silencing women.
Interesting. He sure is. Well,
so I kind of feel like we should play Miracles first.
I think so too, just because we were just talking about it.
We were just talking about it.
But there are some good songs on the way
for
all you listeners at home. Some of them are not new that I put on there, but just thinking about, like, new in terms of, like, what have we newly been listening to?
Yeah.
And also what has come out recently.
One thing on Granola Girls, we're going to kind of stretch the boundaries.
We're going to push the envelope, play with the definitions,
historical definitions.
We are, and we will.
We're going to go against tradition. Anyway.
So, speaking of.
Speaking of.
Here's Miracles by Alex G.
Miracles by Alex G.
On lost and lonely days, infinite futures come a single past. Everyone whimpers, nobody lasts. Make me feel
crosses, miracles and crosses, miracles and crosses, miracles and crosses, miracles and crosses.
Shifts up into fifth. I recall that I used to despair at the lost chance of knowing a much longed for beauty. But now that I know it's my duty to love life, not try and know life, to show it, to show I don't know. Yet I know that it's real.
This ain't high school. do it one more time, my
Hey, nah.
great tune. What a great
song. What a great tune. I love that song.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah, that's one that I, you know, rediscovered recently. I was telling Georgia on the air. That one was a big, for all you Pandora music heads out there, that one, like, always came up on, like, Vampire Weekend radio for me.
Back in the day.
You know, back in the day.
Back in the day.
And then I heard it again recently, and I was like, wait a minute, this song's so good. So I've been listening to it a lot.
As you should. It's a good one. Yeah. Before we forget, I just want to remind everyone that this has been Yip Jump Music and Granola Girls all in one beautiful package, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Test Freeform Radio. I don't want to jinx it and say that I got through the rest of the hour without
a minute and 30 seconds.
But I'm going to say thank you for sticking with me. Also, obviously, I'm masked just in case anyone was wondering, and I don't have COVID. I think it's the flu, but I already got a shot, so it's just kind of manifesting in a different way. Everyone get your shots.
True.
And all your dog, give your dogs their shots too. Mm-hmm. Whenever someone says like get their shots instead of like getting, you know, their flu shot or whatever, it sounds like you're going to the vet.
That's true. That is what it sounds like.
That's kind of silly.
It is silly.
I don't even know what we're talking about anymore. I have an outro song, but should we play it?
We could. Any last reflections on any of the songs?
No, I want to hear your reflections.
Hey.
When's the last, could be the last time. This is not going to be the last time.
But it could be.
It could be.
For a little bit. Yeah, well, I feel like my reflections are, I'm so happy to be here. Thank you so much for having me. Obviously. It just feels like the good old days.
You're home. You finally came home.
I'm back home. Wow. Always great to be on the waves, the sound waves, the airwaves, playing music, listening to music, talking about music with my dear friend, Georgia.
Oh, and it's so good to be here with my dear friend, Sarah.
Hey.
On Yip Jump Music / Granola Girls. Tonight, this song goes out to Sarah every night that she's not here.
Hey.
Just a reminder that you can turn on your radio and you listen to
every Monday, 7 p.m. That's what I do.
And right now you can turn on your radio and listen to Sauerkraut up next. But for right now, in the immediate present, you can listen to Harry Nilsson. Say bye, Sarah.
Bye, Sarah.